Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we go out to our SDCCU fan hotline. Joining us right now, should be showing up right about now, I would think, to opening day. Maybe she already would have been there. Annie Heilbrunn, our friend from the UT and Fox Sports San Diego, joining us here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Annie, good morning. So what would have been your arrival time for a 1 o'clock first pitch on opening day?
Good morning to you guys. It's great to hear your voices.
You too.
You know what? On a 1 o'clock, probably at least by like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Because I would think clubhouse would have been like 10, right, or something like that. And yeah, it's so funny because like 2 weeks ago, well, probably a few days before, you know, everything just really, really changed here in this country. I was like looking for my outfit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I was like, okay, what am I going to wear? What am I going to do? You know, like you start planning that, you know? And so, yeah, that's obviously not being used right now, but yes.
Yeah, same. You know, I was like, I got to get a haircut, got to be looking sharp for opening day. We got a broadcast down there. It is, it's tough. It's tough. And I think, you know, tomorrow is going to be tough as well. And the day after that, I mean, you think about this weekend in baseball where, you know, everything is fine. You feel like everything's settled down. Baseball's back. There's this sense of calm that we all have when baseball is back, all of us that love the game as much as we do. And you just find yourself on a Saturday, you know, like, oh, these guys are on now. Check them out. See what they look like. I mean, you just end up watching,
yes,
you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours of baseball on a Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be weird, but we are adjusting every day, yeah, to the new normal. How is the new normal for Annie Heilbrunn right now?
It's different. I think it's exactly what you said. You know, we're in such a routine during the season, and you kind of get used to being out of that in the off season. But once spring training hits, you're just so used to being back in that baseball routine and having games to cover and everything, practices and everything like that. For me, really, I've been doing more news work at the Union Tribune. I'm sure Ben has had to do some of that as well at the news station. So, you know, and that's been good to kind of just see a little bit of what's going on outside of sports as well, and to see just a lot of the people on the front lines that are dealing with the pandemic. And then for you know, so many of us that are on the broadcast, you know, there is no broadcast. So, as you guys know, you just kind of wait that out, and whether it's the Padres or the Seals or the Gulls or whatnot, you're used to being at games for work, and right now with that, you're just not doing that.
You know, and you're right. I've been doing a coronavirus podcast at 10 News, and just like you're doing news stories for the UT. But you, mm-hmm, bring up something. I mean, we're kind of lucky also in that way that we can pivot and transition at least for a little while to do other things. You talk about the, right, Fox Sports San Diego broadcasts. That's a totally different story. There's not, you know, if there's no games, all those people that you work with, the camera operators, the directors, producers, you know, graphics, behind the scenes. I mean, there's, I don't know how many people go into those game days. Maybe you have a better idea, Annie, but have you had a chance to be in contact with any of those people? Are they doing all right? What's the story there?
Yeah, no, I'm so glad you brought that up, Ben, because, you know, for the broadcast, most people are, the way that the industry works, if anybody listening doesn't know, is it's really a freelance industry, even though you're working full time. It's just the way that they've structured things. And you can kind of figure out, you know, monetarily how that helps them. But there's a few people that work for the Padres. I'm not sure what their situation is, but for the rest of all of us that are freelancers on the Fox side, and there are hundreds of people that work behind the scenes and that have had 20, 30 year careers doing that and are just essential to what goes on your TV screen, right? Like, these are the people that actually get this broadcast up and going and looking the way it does. And everyone from the camera operators to the producers to the graphics guys, just there's so many people, the audio guys. I saw that Sinclair, who is our parent company, unfortunately is laying off some people in other regionals. We have not gotten any word of that, but no one knows. No one knows really what's going on. And the people that have this as their full-time job, and a lot of what they do is they'll do the baseball season, you know, for this season, and then they'll switch into football in the fall, and they'll do broadcasts for other networks during that time. And so this really is their livelihood. This is their full livelihood. And so I think that everyone's just pretty nervous about what might happen and whether or not, you know, people will get paid or will get paid the normal amounts or won't get paid at all. So there's just a lot of questions, like everybody. But I feel for a lot of those people, like you said, that you know, this is the one thing that they have, and without games, they just cannot continue.
We are talking to the great Annie Heilbrunn here on Ben and Woods this morning. And Annie, we were throwing around ideas. You know, we heard a little bit from the commissioner last night on Scott Van Pelt. Scott Boras had an idea of playing baseball all the way up to Christmas and maybe even on Christmas Eve. You know, you as somebody that's going to end up covering whatever shortened season, if there is one, how do you feel about some of the ideas that are being kicked around? And do you have any ideas of your own on what they can do?
You know what? I think it's great that there's a lot of heads thinking about everything. I think it's great that there's a lot of possibilities. I saw with the commissioner last night, and I've watched the articles kind of roll in off of ESPN and everything. And there's, you know, a lot of different ideas from seven inning games to double headers, you know, twice a week. And I think those are all great. What I struggle with, and I hate to be doom and gloom on our virtual opening day, but I struggle with, you know, I just can't see it happening unless, I guess, fans aren't allowed to come in. What I still can't quite wrap my head around is, you know, even if this thing slows down, and if you read what's happening in New York, and you can go to the New York Times and read those articles for free, it is frightening what is going on there. And you know, I have a lot of questions about, you know, can you start a season if one place, like say New York, is still, you know, going to, you know, they have deaths, you know, in the double digits every day.
Yeah.
You know, how do you start your teams? How do you start your league if some cities are being hit? And then if there's another wave, you know, then what happens if someone on the team gets it? Do you shut it back down?
Yeah, do you stop again? That would be the worst. The stop and start would be the worst thing that they could do.
Is there any right? And is there like fairness around the league? And then, you know, from a human element, look, I think these guys do want to play. I absolutely think everybody wants to get this season going. But it hasn't, I don't think we've reached the critical point that it's even going to get to yet. So, you know, say you are a player and you're, you know, you find out a family member is, you know, can't get a ventilator in the ICU, you know, you're not really going to be thinking about going out there and pitching. And so I think that there's just a lot of human elements that, like, you know, I definitely think, look, that the game could go on and the game could be played. And I think that's awesome if that happens. But I also think, like, there's just so many questions about, you know, like how it would happen. And I think if it happens at all, is a victory. Like, I don't care how you do it. If you, you know, do three games a day, you know, whatever you want to do, if it happens at all, I think people should celebrate it and enjoy whatever capacity it comes back in. Because, you know, like I said, I feel like in San Diego, you know, we're not seeing what's happening kind of like in places like New York. But if it does reach those waves, you know, with people close to us here, I think we're going to understand a lot more, like, just how difficult this thing is.
Well, I have a suggestion here, and I want to get Annie and Woods your take on it as well, because Woods, you were talking earlier about how joyful you'll be when opening day does finally arrive, pushed back. But if opening day comes without fans, that doesn't count as opening day. Opening day this season will be the first day where we can have fans in the ballpark.
Yeah. Well, listen.
It's not the first game. We can't have a big party if it's just a game on television later.
No,
in the
we
day.
Absolutely can. And I'll tell you what, man, what better place to do it than downtown San Diego? And pack one of the bars and, you know, just spend as much money as we can down at Bubs or something.
If they're not allowing fans in, I still don't think we're going to be able to pack bars. If it's not safe for fans,
crap.
We're just going to be sitting at home still on, like, virus lockdown watching a game. That's not opening day. That's
no.
I'll be happy to watch games, but opening day is the first day where we can all go down and watch a game together.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, look, I'll still be watching that game as hard as I've ever watched a game. Like, there's just no way.
I don't know. I think, you know, that's what I think is like, because, and the reason I say that about fans, and look, I don't know. I am not a scientist. There's, you know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not anything. I know nothing about this. I just look at, you know, some of the articles and it's like the social distancing obviously is working in some capacity, at least to a certain extent. So once you start putting people back together, if you don't have a vaccine, you're going to start getting these waves again, right? But again, I don't know. I really don't know, you know, anything along those lines. But say you couldn't bring fans in. You know, I wonder, like, do you think people would be happy to see it on TV even if they couldn't go to the game? Like, yeah. Do you think that they'd just be happy for the diversion?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean,
I'd be happy right now.
I think it would be tremendous to just be able to watch a game that counted. And, you know, guys, nerds like me, I've got two fantasy baseball teams. Both drafts have been postponed. And I would be elated to watch a game even with no fans. I'm used to that. I play adult baseball, so it wouldn't be that hard for me. I would be so ecstatic. But we talked about it yesterday, Annie. It's still a tremendous amount of people in that ballpark would be needed to even pull that off, you know? And plus, all those guys jammed in the dugout together and hey, are you self-quarantining? Because you better be. I mean, you just never know. So,
you know, and like, say you're playing, okay, if there still is that 14-day incubation period. I mean, listen to us now. Listen to what we talk about, right? But,
yeah,
you know, and you find out someone's, you know, been affected by it. And you got to go back and trace all the teams that you played in the last 2 weeks or whatnot. And then what do? Do you shut those down? Do you quarantine those down? So I think there's just a lot of questions around it. And listen, there's people much smarter than us that are trying to figure that out. And that could really come out with a solution that works, that we're just, you know, not privy to yet or not thinking of because we're not smart.
Words that I would love to not hear anymore. Incubation, quarantine,
yes!
Content,
social distancing. Just it'll be nice when it's all done.
Isn't it funny that this next generation, like, social distancing is like that's their catchphrase, you know?
I mean, the Padres really are missing a tremendous opportunity with SD.
Yeah.
I mean, they really should be taking advantage of this. I mean, it's, look, these are the times.
You're both wearing your social distancing hats today.
Oh, we absolutely are.
Well, Annie, it's great to hear your voice.
I love that they're having workouts, though, guys, real quick. I love that they're having workouts, but they are paying attention. No, and it's great. Like, they're two to three at a time. I get it, and they're wiping down every piece of equipment after they use it and everything.
Can they just stick a camera? But I would watch them work out. I mean, I honest to God, would want, like, tune in at 7 for, like, the Padres workout and batting practice. I'm in. I'm all in.
How do you decide who your, like, workout buddy or two buddies are, though? Because then you're supposed to stick with the same ones, I think. You know? Supposed to interact with different people.
Yeah.
So same workout buddies. I mean, do you just, you know, it's like, oh, Machado, Tatis, you know, you pair them up and 100%. I don't even know how that works.
I would watch it though. It's like the zoo, you know, like where they put those cameras in, like to watch the pandas or whatever. Like, I would watch that, you know, like a live stream
all day,
just,
you know,
inside the workout room.
Yeah. You know,
no, there's Tatis doing his squats. Yep. Oh, look,
yes,
checking on that 9 times a day.
Oh, tell me the ratings for that wouldn't be through the roof. Tatis doing squats.
Tatis, like, laughing, you know, he'll be laughing like 5 times during that workout.
Yep.
Like, you know, you'll be like, you'll start laughing because you'll be like, oh,
and we'll talk about, hey, did you see Tatis earlier today? Oh man, did you see those lunges?
I'd be all
in. It was amazing.
I'd be all in.
Oh, Annie, it's so good to hear your voice. Take care, and hopefully we will see you in person before too long.
Stay in touch.
I hope so, too. You guys, too. Take care and have a great rest of your day.
Annie Holmgren on our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU remains open. Rest assured, your funds are federally insured by the NCUA. For details or to find a branch open near you, visit SDCCU.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.